Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Yesterday I had showed this to you, how do that many fires all start at the same time across a province? And this is, I believe it's probably Doppler radar satellites. That is looking down and finding that these fires are simultaneously being set. And what I want you to see here, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live, and subscribe. And or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. You'll see the video. This is what I played for you yesterday, and it shows all these little fires starting simultaneously across the province, okay, in Quebec. Now, what I also want you to see is the fact that yesterday, I don't believe this was there. I noticed it when I went back to basically X out all of my old tabs that I used for the show from yesterday. And here again, in this, folks, they're not hiding this anymore. We already see this with the big tech companies. We already see that they're illegally censoring free speech, which is the bulwark to your freedoms. Okay, that's the First Amendment, if you have not taken the time to know where that's found. Okay, the government, I'm talking about corruption in government, is illegally censoring free speech. We all know this. Facebook, Twitter, they admit it. Okay, they're not hiding anything. The mainstream media, as I've given you this information over and over again, they're there to protect those conspirators who are in fact responsible for the conspiracies that they are pushing on a people, not just in America, but on a global basis. They have a long history of this. American media does, okay? And we proved it time and time again. Again, 94% of the people don't believe them, and there's a reason they say that they don't believe them. There's no truth in them, John 8:44, and what's the consequence? Proverbs 19:9. But I want you to see, folks, that on the bottom here it says there's missing contact. And content, I'm sorry. Okay, missing context is what it says. It doesn't say content, sorry. But the independent fact checker just happens to be Reuters, okay? They're another propaganda outlet, okay? And also remember, the fact checkers, as they call them, are CIA. They're under the control of the CIA once again. Just ask Snopes, who pays and signs their checks. But folks, again, we need to know that this is nothing new, and Reuters is a part of the whole game as well. They're another propaganda outlet. We also know that, what I was going to say, we also know that many of these fact checkers, as they call them, are former Communist Network News employees, useful idiots. Let's just call them for what they are, because that is, in fact, exactly what they are. But again, friends, the fact checkers had to put information on there saying the content that we're sharing with you is not true, or it's in part true, but it's not all true. As if to suggest, again, there's any truth in them when we all know that there's not. Has anybody seen the videos of the helicopters using flamethrowers? The flamethrowers to start the fires, okay? The reason I'm bringing this up is because many people right now are on social media platforms complaining about what's going on there. I'm in the state of Minnesota. We're seeing just a little bit of this. Some people are saying that there's a smell to it, but it's not smoke. Others are saying that they're spraying something down on the people. We've known that for a long time. They're called chemtrails if you have not taken the time to read it. It's also a part of judgment. Read Deuteronomy 28, starting verse 15. Go to the end of the chapter, and you'll understand the specificity as to how God will judge a nation. So I wanted to bring that up really quick because, again, I see people talking about it right now, and I thought it would be well worth our time to cover it as quickly as possible as to, again, how the fact checkers are now trying to cover, once again, for those that are responsible for the conspiracy. I don't think there's anything these people are hiding any longer. They're out in the open. They're assailing through totalitarian methods of the people that they're supposed to serve, and there's no holds barred. And I don't think anybody can refute that in any sense of the word. Because if you did, I would say that you either got your head stuck in the sand or you don't want to see it. One of the two. But for the majority of us, we all understand what's going on. If you want to call in, by the way, do give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And you can call us at any given time. I wanted to show you this because someone had given this to me for some time ago. And a couple of these. And they're called Political Sermons of the American Founding Era. Yesterday, I had a friend say to me, you know, it's like every day, 6 days a week, I turn you guys on, and that's the time that I have church. And it's like, well, I'm having church all the time, and obviously, if I'm getting church, then I have the opportunity to church other people by the Holy Ghost, right? And in the process of doing that, I shared with my friend that I said, you know, it's interesting, the political sermons of the American era were that every, probably 2 days a week, but they would call it the Sabbath, our forefathers and the Black Robe Regiment and the preachers, biblical preachers of the day that established what it is that we have today, they would preach on a new topic concerning what was affecting the people in the colonies during the beginning of this country, and they again were called political sermons. I told him, I said, I get to do this every day of the week. Now, I know that there's people out there that just don't know their left hand from their right hand, and I'm not capping on them, but I am saying that you do need to open your eyes to understand the lines between church and state. Of course, you heard that from the ACLU, but now if you've heard an erected wall between church and state, that was from none other than the third president of the United States of America, Thomas Jefferson, who said to the Danbury Baptists back during that time, because they were worried about government infiltration into the churches, he said, don't worry about it. There's an erected wall barring the government from infiltrating the affairs of the church. Period. Or should I say exclamation. Now, again, I know people don't know that for the most part, but they need to shut the TV off, especially if you call yourself a Christian and come out from among them, 2 Corinthians 6:17, because the Lord says friendship with the world is enmity with God. So if you're friends with the world, you're at war with God. That's not a good place to put yourself. Read James 4:4. But if we go back to a tyrant, I'm sorry, did I say tyrant? I did say tyrant. Abraham Lincoln, who's hailed by many men as being the great liberator and the emancipator, which was nothing but a guise for him to go ahead and use to push forth his agenda to give federal government more control over the states. He said, study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in the courts of justice. He was exactly right here. Well, the devil used to do that once in a while, too. In his confusion, he'd... Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, I was just highlighting the fact that people are getting churched here, obviously. Amen for that, right? And we're holding to the Word of God. We're preaching Christ crucified. We're preaching law of grace, Galatians 3:24. And we're living it out. That's what we do here. It's a work of faith and a labor of love, 1 Thessalonians 1:3. And we're preaching in such a fashion where we preach in strong confidence and much assurance that they would know what sort of men are among them. That's also found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. The reason I was just highlighting this, friends, is because, again, this is what the forefathers used to do. They used to preach to the colonies in the 13 colonies during that particular time concerning the issues that they had to deal with. And they would take it to the Word of God and then deal with the issue. They would show them what the issues were, and then they would show them the resolves as to how to deal with them biblically. And praise God that they did that, because if they didn't, we wouldn't be here today. And then I just took the time to highlight the fact that Abe Lincoln, of all people, said — he blurted the truth out in his confusion — he said, study the Constitution, or he said it to pacify the people, let's put it that way. He said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in our courts of justice. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. You know, in most cases — I was thinking about this earlier — in most cases in America today, the Constitution is so foreign to the American people that they actually believe what their said representatives are doing is okay. And why is that? Because the Word of God has become foreign to those that profess to be Christians. That's why. And I say this almost every day, but this is why people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Yet Jesus said in John 17 that you must know concerning my will, and I think of 2 Timothy 2:15. And what does it say over at 2 Timothy 2:15? It says that we study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we must know concerning the word. We must know concerning the word. Where has the American people in their self-righteousness brought them? And what is the definition of self-righteous, friends? Those that have no need of the word of God, that try to stand where they should bow to the word of God. Jesus Christ is Lord. And on that day, my friends, Hebrews 9:27, every knee is going to bow on judgment day and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Again, the definition of self-righteousness is those that have no need for the word of God. It's interesting how people accuse Christians that hold to the Word of God as being selfish, or if that doesn't work, or they'll say, what are you, holier than thou? No, I'm just holding to the Word of God. And by the way, that's why the book was written, right? And if I'm crucified with Christ, then I live not, but Christ liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. I'm supposed to hold to His Word. That's why the Word was given. Okay? And just to show you how foreign the Word of God and the Constitution has become to the people in this country, I want you to see this. Did you see this? In the face of all of the hundreds of millions of dollars that Bud Light has lost, they continuously sponsor parades now with naked men as children watched on in the crowd. I'm curious, where's law enforcement? I know America's asking the question, why is it that you're standing back from enforcing the law against the crimes of those that are making a prey of the children? Did you hear me, police officers? Hey, I love you with my heart to tell you, probably what your boss doesn't want to tell you, but here's the deal. Being a faithful witness that delivers souls, it is for me to tell you that you did put your hand up in the air swearing to God and man that you too would uphold the enumerated laws found in the Constitution. You can't, within any sense that a person may have, God-given, justify what they're seeing happen in this country, especially when it's aimed at their kids. Well, some will say, well, it's not my kid. Oh, yeah, it is. It's your kid, because I am my brother's keeper. Remember, the fulfilling of the law is love, Matthew 22:37. And what is the law and the prophets, friend? What did Jesus say? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Is this doing unto others as you would have them do unto you? No, this is a again, friends, and I can say it until I'm blue in the face, this is criminal conduct. And the American people are looking for the law to be enforced. Well, again, that falls to the American people to be that law. Isn't that right? I wanted to show you this. Somebody sent this morning. This is a video. Again, if you want to check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, contend, throw something out on the table for us all to learn from, 1-866-582-9933. This is a video of, it's a promotion for people to come into the state of Minnesota. This is what it's become. This is the little leaven the Lord told us to purge. Okay? And if you fail to purge it, this wicked doctrine is going to continuously spread like a cancer to these sorts of people, and they're going to make it to the top incumbent in government, because they're doing it in government and in the church. And if you tolerate it, then you deserve exactly what you get. And no one in America can say that they didn't know who the enemies were, because it's happening right in front of our faces. I want you to see this video. Again, you can't make this up. And again, we've been blowing the trumpet for Ezekiel 33, folks, for 23 years. And on these topics, now these things are taking place at your front door, and they have a brazen forehead, and they must lawfully be dealt with. So if law enforcement doesn't want to enforce the law, or the law fails to serve us, then we become the law to serve the innocent. Amen? Check this out. This is to allure people into the state of Minnesota. Women with their shirts off and having tape over their breasts, and the adults using little kids, and then talking about gender care and everything that's our laws condemn, they're advocating for it. And this is how they're trying to allure people into the state of Minnesota. I know it's happening all over the country, but why is it happening? Why is it happening in government? Well, John Adams comes to my aid again. Oh, this is blasphemy. What you're about to see and hear is blasphemy. This is not only daring the justice of God, this is hastening his judgment. When the Lord said in Jude 1:7, friends, that Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly, if they don't want to listen to that, you can rest assured this is what's right around the corner, friends. And when I said this is blasphemy, I can't even overemphasize how this is even happening with a big question mark in this country, namely in the pulpits. What I was just saying, John Adams said, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. He said, when that goes, everything goes. Is that what's happening here? Check this out again. This is pretty disturbing, but this is, again, what they're proud about. And this is, the Gay Pride Month, as the government is allowed to call it today. And pride, again, is what caused angels to become devils. Pride is nothing more than the self-righteous trying to contend for the preeminence between them and the Lord. And again, we always see that the Lord wins, and I praise God for it. Check this out.
I invite you to rise in body or spirit.
Listen to this.
And let us confess our faith today in the words of the Sparkle Creed.
The Sparkle Creed. I believe in the non-binary God, she said.
Are plural. I believe in Jesus.
Pronouns, plural, so on and so forth. They're professing. Folks, this is all CIA infiltrated. This is what this is. And this is what leads up to what you see back in the 30s and 40s under Adolf Hitler. In fact, this is exactly what happened. Okay?
Jesus Christ, their child, who wore a fabulous tunic and had...
Jesus Christ, the child who wore a fabulous tunic.
Had two dads and saw everyone as a sibling child of God.
Everyone's a child of God. Not true. Not true.
I believe in the rainbow spirit.
I believe in the rainbow spirit. The rainbow was given after judgment took place on the world, friends. It's found in Genesis 9:12. Why was there a rainbow given? It was a covenant of peace after the Lord destroyed the world through a flood. Why? Because of the wickedness of man. I just wanted to put that into perspective for you.
Who shatters our image of one white light and refracts it into a rainbow of gorgeous diversity.
Gorgeous, a rainbow of gorgeous diversity. Not making it up, folks.
I believe in the Church of Everyday Saints as numerous, creative, and resilient as patches on the age quilt, whose feet are grounded in mud and whose eyes gaze at the stars in wonder. I believe in the calling to each of us.
Okay, so I'll play the rest of this on the other side. There's no excuse for anybody to be advocating this. There's no excuse for this said woman to be advocating this, to promulgate this in any sense of the word. She has the same Bible that we do, folks. This is self-condemning. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says he didn't invent it, but he's all for calling his plan Bidenomics. In a speech in Chicago, he laid out what his administration has already done to improve the economy and laid into the long-held Republican philosophy.
Trickle-down approach failed the middle class. It failed America. It blew up the deficit. It increased inequity. And it weakened our infrastructure.
Former President Trump says it was all bravado. His word, describing him flashing papers he said were secret Pentagon attack plans. Trump spoke to two reporters last night aboard his plane, saying he had no classified papers in that interview with Reuters in 2021. Another ugly day for the weather. A heat dome that refuses to move is sending heat indexes well into the hundreds. And at the airports, ugly again. Right now, FlightAware counts more than 4,000 canceled or delayed flights. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now, I'm doing my best to bring this about. I'm getting messages right now about going back to the fire. I'll come back and pick up concerning this heretic in the church that's promulgating blasphemously, friends, the Sparkle Creed. You can't make it up. But again, the American people know this is happening. Corruption's happening within government because it's first starting in the church, and the church is called to be the moral compass. Now, with that, I want to go back to this really quick because I want to get this out of the way. Fact checkers, viral video of satellite images, not evidence that Quebec fires were orchestrated attacks. They were not orchestrated, okay? So during the break, I just got another message, and I wanted to show you something here, and you decide. I'm not going to listen to all their garbage. You tell me what they're doing. I'm going to play this video for you right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. What are the helicopters doing here? Check this out. What are they doing? But they're telling you that the helicopters are not doing it. And you can see them randomly starting fires simultaneously all over in Canada. So I didn't, like, make that up. I didn't go rent a helicopter and in the process of doing that get a little flamethrower or a flame dropper and start showing people, you know, this is how you don't start a fire by dropping fire. But that's what they want you to believe. And again, friends, it's right in front of your face what is happening. So I hope that answers some of the questions people may be having concerning what is in fact going on there. And I just did verify what I suspected in the first place. So hopefully I brought it together for you there. 1-866-582-9933. I again want to show you the reason that the Lord tells through the Apostle Paul why the woman's supposed to remain silent and she's supposed to learn at home. Because the woman was deceived, not Adam, okay? And it's interesting, folks, what you're going to see is it's a perfect exhibition of why we're supposed to obey the Lord rather than what these said denominations have created by creating their own God that suits their sin. And by the way, that's the second commandment in Exodus 20 condemns all of this. Of course, friends, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, creating a God in his gender, and live a life that he doesn't mind anything. I'm here to tell you, your God does not exist. Your God does not exist. Okay? And no wonder why the wrath of God abides upon the children of these people of disobedience. No wonder why they're self-condemned. Look what they're promoting. Check this out.
I invite you to rise in body.
I'll play it out for you.
And let us confess our faith today in the words of the Sparkle Creed. I believe in the non-binary God.
Non-binary.
Whose pronouns are plural. I believe in Jesus Christ, their child, who wore a fabulous tunic and had two dads.
He has two dads, they said. Two dads.
I saw everyone as a sibling child of God. I believe in the rainbow spirit who shatters our image of one white light and refracts it into a rainbow of gorgeous diversity. I believe in the Church of Everyday Saints as numerous, creative, and resilient as patches on the ace quilt, whose feet are grounded in mud and whose eyes gaze at the stars in wonder. I believe in the calling to each of us that love is love is love. So, beloved, let us love. I believe, glorious God, help my unbelief. Amen.
Help my unbelief. Oh my goodness. The Lord's not going to help their unbelief when they have the Word of God right in front of their face that they continuously ignore. I mean, they want the Lord to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. But look at how far they're willing to go to promote their agenda in spite of the word that they fail to study and read. There's 30 scriptures, folks, 33 scriptures, I believe, 31 to 33, that condemn sodomy. And this is why. This is why. I want to just confirm a couple things. So you can have reference to what I'm talking about. Go to 1 Corinthians 14:34, and what does that tell us? It tells us right there that the woman is to remain silent, period, in the church. A lot of denominations, by the way, friends, are starting to cut the women out from the spiritual oversight, the bishoprics. That's what they're called scripturally. And it tells us in 1 Corinthians 14:34, and it's not to treat women like a rug. That's not at all what I'm saying here. Neither was Paul, but there's an order that God creates us that we're to function in. Okay? Let your women keep silent in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. Wow. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. We all do understand that we're to repent. That is the message, right? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He didn't say anything about coming into his house, into the church, and creating a God that expels or ostracizes the God of the Bible. But that's what, in fact, they're responsible for doing. Through repentance, we put our faith in Jesus Christ, which is a blessing. And when you go to Acts 3:26, what does it tell us? Unto you first, God, having raised up his Son, sent him to bless you in turning everyone from his iniquities. Guess what iniquity is? Lawlessness. What is this heretic promulgating? Blasphemously, friends. Heresy. Okay, I'm also thinking of everyone that names the name of Christ. What are they supposed to do? They are to depart from, let me say it. Remember, Moses, for by Moses came the law. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. But also keep in mind in Deuteronomy 18, in Acts 3, the Bible says through Moses that the Lord was going to raise up a prophet like unto him, where every word that he spoke, the people were going to have to give an account. Who was that? His name is Jesus Christ. In 2 Timothy 2:19, I'm just going with the Holy Ghost. What does it say? Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. Wow. That's pretty crazy that we have missed all of this. But again, that is the reason that we are in the position that we're in today. And we're to be judged according to the standard in who? Christ Jesus, not fallen man. And look at how fallen they have become, friends. Government is using these people as a battering ram to upend your constitution. Don't doubt a word that I'm telling you. Oh, furthermore, it's all aimed at your children. You know this, right? Do I need to remind you that this is what they're proud of this month? Because they're literally ushering in tyranny on so many different levels. And it's all aimed at them. That's what the devil does. See, when you commit the act, you choose to commit the act, Deuteronomy 30:19, don't blame the devil for what you choose to do, Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings, therefore choose life that both you and your seed may live. Oh, wait a second, Bradley, that's the Old Testament. Well, what is the New Testament but a fulfilling of the old? That is the character of God in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. And what did he say in Romans 6:16? Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? And I also, just coming to my aid now as I speak to you, I think of how many people try to make excuses for their sin and they use the grace of God as a covering for their sin, but I can't find that in Scripture anywhere. Grace wasn't given to use as an occasion for the flesh. No, Scripture condemns that. Grace fulfills, right? And by faith we fulfill the law, Romans 3:31. And what am I talking about? Go and sin no more, right? John 8:11, go and sin no more. That's real grace, right? Well, guess what? Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds in the New Testament, was driving the same narrative that he was inspired by the Holy Ghost to give. Remember what he said in 1 Corinthians 9:27. I love this. But I kept under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. In other words, he said, I practice what I preach because if I don't, how can I dare preach it to anybody else? Furthermore, he said in the New Testament, I dare not speak of those things that Christ has not wrought in me. Well, guess what? If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness in Romans 8. And when you look just a couple scriptures down, you're going to find that we are to mortify the Spirit, mortify the deeds of the flesh. If we repented of our sin, then why is it that we want to use His grace to continue in sin? Shame on you. Romans 6, read it when you get a moment. One more point with that. One more point. Okay, so we see in Romans 7 where he said, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. I remember hearing prosperity preachers saying, you know, it's okay. God's going to do it. God's going to do it. God's going to do it. No, we're to obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto us in Romans 6. Because we repented, and we repented because we see our sin put Christ up on the cross. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to finish that point. And I'm also going to come back, and I'm going to show you a video of what the government is doing in California by stealing children away. And then I'm not going to tell you any more than that. You're going to have to see for yourself. It kind of gives away the severity of what I'm about ready to show and share with you. 1-866-582-993.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chasers show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting the fact that Paul practiced what he preached. And we got off on a little bit of a rabbit trail here, and I'm going to stay on it and finish this point, and then I'm going to show you a video of how over in California they're using the CPS and foster care to literally rip kids off concerning a radical, as they call it, a transgender bill, which does not exist. Again, the state has no children, but because the people are allowing them to do what they're doing, friends, I guess they have children now, right, until it's yours. And I got a message from a mother that's going to hopefully set you straight. Let me go back to this. In Romans 7, it tells us in verse 19, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more that I do, I that do it, but the sin that dwelleth in me. Okay? But the sin is not apart from the sinner. The act is not apart from the actor. When you commit the act of transgressing God's moral law and violating His Ten Commandments, 1 John 3:4 and Exodus 20, you made the choice to do so. Okay? He said, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Romans 7:22. Then he says, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into the captivity of the law of sin, which is in my members. Did it say that he subjected himself to that? Absolutely not. He said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death. He says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. But then he goes on in Romans 8 to tell you exactly what he's done in the process. He holds to the cross. He holds to Christ crucified. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections, period. And that's exactly what he practiced every step of the way. Again, I'm going over to Deuteronomy 28 to answer some questions people are talking about on social media platforms, which applies to all of us. They're going back to the conversation of all this smoke again during the breaks. And when you go over to 28, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, he says right here, friends, that he will rain down upon us powder, and that pestilence will cleave unto us. And so when you take the time to read Scripture, you're going to find out exactly why it's happening. Hey, a disobedient people are under the curses and under the judgments of God. Period. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us all free from the law of sin and death. But that doesn't apply to those that are outside of Christ. The judgments are upon the heads of the wicked. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because no one in America can say that they didn't know who the enemies were. And everybody in this country knows who they are. But here's my point. Everybody knows who they are, but why are they still allowed to keep doing the things that they're doing? 1-866-582-9933. Now, we see that the American people are okay with the murder of 70 million babies. Okay, we see that. Oh, it's interesting. I was thinking about this earlier. When you look at Judges 19, there was a concubine who belonged to a man. And interestingly enough, he made his way across the country. And the Bible tells us that there were men that wanted the concubine. They wanted to know her. That means they wanted to rape her, as a man knows a woman. That's what the word means in this context. But it says, so the man took his concubine and brought her forth unto them, the men, and they knew her and abused her all night until the morning. And when the day began to spring, they let her go. Now, I'm going to make a point here, okay? And so what happened the next morning after the men raped her, her lord rose up in the morning, her master, and opened the doors of the house and went out to go his way. And behold, the woman, his concubine, was fallen down at the door of the house, and her hands were upon the thresholds. Okay? And he said unto her, up and let us be going, but no answer. Then the man took her upon an ass, upon a donkey, and the man rose up and got him unto his place. And when he was come into his own house, he took a knife and laid hold on his concubine and divided her together with her bones and 12 pieces and sent them into the coasts of Israel. Now, the point that I want to make is in Judges 19, when you hear of this, it's interesting the response of the clans of the tribes of Israel. You know what they did after they seen it happen one time? Not 70 million times, where Americans know all the well that the murderers in these clinics are dismembering these children and they are selling their body parts on the black market. That's a fact. I've had enough nurses tell me that, friends. We have video of it. We've seen movies about it. We have people that have been there, have the hat and the t-shirt, that have told me exactly what I'm telling you right now is absolutely true. So the American people have the blood of 70 million babies on their hands, but yet when you look at Judges 9 and read the story of one man doing it to one woman, the tribes rose up and warred against the guilty the first time. Am I saying that we need to rise up and do something unlawfully? Absolutely not. I'm saying that we do need to enforce the laws against those that are responsible for murdering babies. Now, the reason I brought that up is because I just got done telling you that America is okay with the said government illegally sanctioning, though there is no constitutional right or provision in the Constitution to murder. Nope, God said, thou shalt not murder. It's the sixth commandment. But the people listened to corruption anyways back in the 70s, and here we are today. So the people sit back and allow the government to illegally sanction the murder of the innocent babies in the womb. So it should come as no surprise when you find out that the state, who has no children, has now assumed authority of becoming a parent to children, the kind of children that they want. And I want you to listen to this lady's story, because it's exactly the things that they're doing across the United States of America right now. They're trying to normalize the crime. As a matter of fact, even in the state of California and in Minnesota and probably other states across the country, the state has now assumed control over your children. But you didn't want to listen to the fact that they're attempting to usurp authority over your children. So you're going to have to listen to this, and this is a sad way to hear it, but this is what's coming your way if you don't put a stop to it. Instead of dealing with, instead of allowing the corrupt to assail our children, it would be for the righteous to uphold the law in condemning the wicked. Right? Psalm 94:20, the Lord's looking for Psalm 94:16. I got to play this video. It's disturbing. Check it out.
My name is Abigail Martinez. It has been 3 years and 164 days since I lost my daughter, Yaley. I miss her every single day. Let me tell you how she died. My daughter was murdered by a gender ideology. CPS took my daughter.
CPS took her daughter because the state said they could do so if the child wanted to transition from being a boy to a man, or a boy to a girl, or a girl to a boy.
When she was 16 years old.
16 years old.
She was helped by her public school counselor and LGBT.
Public school counselor, of course, receiving an incentive, set her up to be taken from her parents by the LGBTQ groups. Hello.
Q group rise and another trans identified girl. My daughter was taken from her loving home because the state of California claimed I was abusive.
The state claimed that the mother was being abusive because they didn't go along with the state of California.
For not affirming her trans identity. I lost my daughter over a name and a pronoun.
Listen carefully.
Even after I promised to call her a male name, it wasn't
She was
enough.
Even forced by the state to call her daughter a male name, but she said that wasn't enough.
My daughter was not a boy trapped in a girl's body. She had mental health issues. Against my consent, my daughter was given testosterone.
Against the mother's consent, the state did it anyways.
The LGBTQ group used her to raise money for them.
This
look at the poor
affirms the reason God is judging this nation.
They said, why are there so many transgender in foster care? Because this state take them from their families. Tell them to run, then steal them.
To steal the kids.
Parents are given one option to treat their distressed child. Affirm, drug.
Can you turn that down, GCN? Turn it down, please.
Or else, your child.
Keep it down, GCN. Thank you.
The abuse claim against me was finally dropped, but it was too late.
The little girl went and she stood in front of a train and committed suicide. That's the end of the story.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.